Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, hello. Welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving's all about being grateful for our lives, the food we eat, the people in our lives, gratitude. The roots of this word comes from grace. I just read from an email post by Anodea Judith, who said, when we open ourselves to grace, it is enhanced by an attitude of gratitude. Well, sometimes we're in a place in our lives where we don't feel much gratitude. So how can you tap into this? One of the meanings of grace is kindness or favor towards someone. So if we extend kindness to others, we can open ourselves to gratitude. Another quote I received, everybody sends these emails out and these Thanksgiving wishes, and there's these great quotes from people. This one's from Lynn Twist. What we appreciate, appreciates. Meaning what we spend our energy on grows and it comes back to us. So if you send out love and kindness to others, it will come back to you. So you'll experience that kindness sent back to you. And there's the laws of reciprocity. In the universe, what you send out comes back to you tenfold. So picture sending out kindness and see how that comes back to you tenfold. So I actually want to give a thank you to our Women of Wisdom conference sponsors. Our conference is coming up in February, and one of our sponsors who's been around for many years is the Dr. Pat Show, who is my sponsor here on, you know, why we have this radio show. Also Aspire Magazine, Linda Joy. I have a column there called A Woman of Wisdom, and you can go there to aspiremag.net. Also the East West Bookshop in Seattle, the Seattle First Baptist Church Social Justice Ministries, Chrysalis Leadership, which is my business, Karen Abbey, who's a realtor for Coldwell Banker Bain in Seattle, and she's going to sponsor our Goddess Chant Ritual Theater evening, and Lisa Michaels is sponsoring our opening evening Thursday night, and her website is naturalrhythms.org. So I want to just thank everybody for all that support we get for our conference. So my first guest today is Kamala Easton. Kamala is the creator of Embodying the Goddess and Embodying Spirit Workshops and is a spiritual teacher and a modern-day mystic. A life-changing awakening in 1999 transformed Kamala from her academic world, including a PhD in education from UCLA and a BA in psychology from UC Berkeley, into the realization of her oneness with the divine. She traveled and lived in India for 9 years, had an energy healing practice in Malibu, California for many years. She appeared on PBS and the Discovery Channel and was a member of the UCLA Medical Center's Complementary Medicine Pediatric Pain Program. Dr. Easton is an ordained minister in the Universal Life Church, an acclaimed motivational speaker in both education and spirituality, and a certified Kundalini yoga teacher. Since her transformation, she has been assisting others in their own ascension through sharing her deep love of the divine, including the divine feminine, love of self, and through letting go of dogma as to how and what enlightenment is. So welcome, Kamala.
Well, thank you. That's quite an introduction there.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Last week I was talking to somebody, and it's kind of always mind-boggling when you hear yourself introduced and you know, you're like, wow, I've done all that. So,
yeah. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here, Chris.
Yeah, well, I'm so blessed to meet you on the phone. I can't wait to meet you at the conference in February. Just let everybody know she's going to be doing a workshop at the conference. Our conference is February 16th to the 20th in Seattle, Washington. So you were in academia until 1999. I would love for you to tell us about your awakening that shifted your life purpose in assisting others in their spiritual growth. And it's a shift going from, you know, that academic world to going into sort of the spirituality world. How did that happen to you?
Well, I think, you know, there's two reasons. One, I began to develop, you know, over the years I became interested in natural health and alternative healing, along with my academic life. So it was happening conjointly. But then I began to develop a much deeper relationship with what we call spirit, with, you know, when you pray inside, you know, that voice that you hear that guides you. And it began to make beautiful changes in my external life. So much so, you know, if I was struggling with something, I was a single mom and finishing my doctorate and all that academic work. And but when I would turn something over to spirit, finally, you know, it would turn it into magic. And so I'm actually writing a book, and the first line of my book is God seduced me. And after a number of beautiful experiences of me turning over my troubles to the divine, I asked the question, what would life be like if this thing that I had come to know as spirit led every moment of my life instead of just those things that I finally would give over, you know? And when I asked that question, I was finishing my doctorate. I had 20 years in academia, and I said, what better time to find out than now, because I knew the next position I'd be president of this or vice president of that college. And I said, well, this is the time to ask the question. And the next thing I knew, I was in India, and I had a spiritual teacher, and I had no interest in that. But I think that's really, it was that deep love of God in my heart and that absolute surrender.
Well, wait a minute. There's a shift there. There's something happened that you just said, oh, then the next thing you knew, you were in India. You weren't just the next thing in India. How did it come to get to India?
Well, you know, as I was finishing my doctorate, I also simultaneously enrolled in a master's in movement therapy. And I began to study, you know, the body and the power of the body and the work of Alexander Lowen and his belief that all of our traumas were lodged in our body. And in his later works, he talked about the importance of the breath, getting the breath into the body. And so I ended up taking a breath course that was taught by a spiritual teacher. I actually went to one of his psychologist courses, a therapy session, but I decided I had enough being in my head. And so even though I wasn't interested in India or gurus, here was a spiritual breath course. And I took that breath course, and it transformed my life. And my dissertation literally flew out of my fingertips. And soon thereafter, they were having an advanced course in India, and I decided to go. And once I was there, it was home.
Yeah, it's interesting because you never know why you're drawn to something. You know, I know sometimes I've done something. Well, one year I decided to go to a spiritual retreat in Hawaii. And it's like, you know, you get that thought and you just know it's right. And you go, okay, I'm going. and you never know what that leads you to either, because then that led me to the idea when I was in Hawaii, like, oh, okay, I'm going to take this other course by this woman that was taught, that I knew someone who went to, which has been my spiritual path for 20 years then, you know, the past 20 years, just from that one, you know, one step leads to another, and you don't know why.
Yes, well, the external is I took the breath course, and the breath course was having an advanced course in India, and that's how I physically got to India. But I really, in my heart of hearts, believe that I really got there because I asked God to lead my life 24/7. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's mm-hmm. the real deeper reason why.
Yeah,
why,
yeah. You call that forward, yes. You call that to you.
Yeah.
So. Share a little bit about your experience, and we have a couple of minutes before we have to take the commercial break, but share a little experience of living in India for 9 years is, I could imagine,
yeah.
I traveled there for 3 months, and that was intense for me.
Yes, well, India, you either love it or hate it. I actually was there every year for 9 years, at least a month, and I lived there 3 of those 9 years, but there was never a year during the 9 years that I wasn't there. But I actually lived there full time for 3 years. It was home. It's as simple as that. I wasn't bothered by the poverty. I wasn't bothered by the, you know, the dirtiness. It was so simply spiritually where I was supposed to be. There was no place else. I think when I left the first time, I felt like my heart had been yanked out of my chest and buried in the ground, and my body went back to America. Yeah, it was very much home.
Well,
my first month there.
Yeah, well, we'll get back to that. We're going to.
Okay.
And take a quick break now. So we'll hear more about that, your time in India. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis, and we'll take a quick break, come back and talk more with Kamala Easton. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I have Kamala Easton with me today. So, Kamala, please give your website and your contact information for the audience.
It's www.embodyingthegoddess.com, embodyingthegoddess.com. And my phone number is area code 505-983-0108.
Yes, and she's giving her phone number because she does intuitive readings, and you can reach her, correct? And
that's exactly.
Or you sign up, probably look into information on your website and all that.
Yes, payment is on the website, but they can call me directly at that number and leave a message, and I'll call them back. And I have that gift of doing intuitive readings as a result of my time with, in India with the goddesses.
Yeah, so talk about that, your experiences with the Devis and what you're going to be doing a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Kali. So I'd love for you to talk about your experiences with the goddess. And
great. Well, after my, I had the transformation actually prior to that. But what we don't understand is that it's not this perfect transformation. There are aspects of self that transform, and it is the consciousness that becomes one with the divine. The mind and the personality come way after that, in some cases. And there are many different ways in which we do this merging. And for me, I think I had a very tough childhood, and so there were a lot of personality issues that were still in conflict. And so the goddesses came to me via a ashram in India that was had been led by a female teacher who had passed on, and they poured their energies into me, and she then sent me from one site, feminine site, to the next, and each of these goddesses poured their energies into me, or shaktis as we call them, and having been an energy healer for so many years, I was familiar with being filled with energy. And what they said to me is, let me take you from the patriarchy and the gurus, and let me show you where the real power of the universe is. And so once they poured themselves in me so fully, there was nothing I could do but when I got back to the States, but give them out. So I created these 3-hour workshops on the 4 main goddesses of India, Kali, Durga, Lakshmi, and Saraswati. And at the upcoming conference, I'm going to be doing a workshop on the goddess Kali, the goddess of transformation.
So what is that? What does Kali mean to you? What has she given you?
Yes, Kali is our ability to cut off the ego, to transform ourselves, and to transform our lives. And right now, the energy of Kali is so powerful on the planet. She represents wars, destruction, change, tornadoes, famines, plague. This is what her energy, because these goddesses are just archetypal energies in the universe. But she represents that type of energy that is going on right now on this planet. But her in Kali, you know, she's a very fearsome-looking goddess. Her tongue is hanging out and blood is dripping from her mouth. And so she seems very fierce, frightening. However, she is the goddess of death so that the new can be reborn. So she's very important in our times of transformation. It's not that we're just trying to frighten people. We are making sure that everything that no longer fits is gone. That's her purpose.
So, yeah, it's definitely something... I can see when you're describing that, you know, what she represents is what we're experiencing right now.
Exactly.
And I've been, you know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, in India, they call this time the Kali Yuga, the years and years, the epic of time of the Kali energy. That's where we are now.
And is there an explanation of where we're headed to? Because we're in the destruction. It's because it's not an, you know, like I said, your transition, it's not an easy transition. We're in destruction time, but we're also in creation time. Like, as things dissolve, new things can be born. So there's it's also a creative time.
Exactly. That's why it's so important for us in the midst of this external or sometimes internal destruction to hold in our hearts our deepest and most important desires. Because as we are born on this planet, we come here with our heart's desires. But many of us are afraid to ask for them, to pray for them, to become at one with them. So as we hold on to that that is uttermost in our hearts, we hold steady to that as everything else on the external passes away. And these are often aspects of self that have been keeping us from achieving our heart's desires. So we must say yes to what is really true inside of us and allow the rest to pass. That my favorite saying that I say when it gets tough, and there's no one on the planet right now that's not experiencing some form of toughness and transition. I say, in all things, give thanks. Even when it's hurting, even if it makes me cry, I just hold firm and say, in all things, give thanks. And it quickens this passage, this transformation to the next level, this rebirth. It is the resistance. You know, just as in giving birth to a child, it is the resistance to the pain that makes it longer and harder. But when we can relax and breathe into it, we go with it, it is much less painful, and the baby comes. And that's what is important in this time, to know that everything that is happening is as it should be, and to give thanks for it, even if we have to cry it out, you know?
And it's just like I was saying in the beginning, and the gratitude is just finding a little bit of kindness and being kind to yourself as you're going through these hard times, to remember to be kind to yourself and others. And I think we're probably harsher on ourselves than others, but just having that, you know, just taking a breath is something that's being kind. Well, I like what you said, and I'm thinking of a focus I've had recently is it was about being steady. It's like during these tough times for us to be steady in our core and to still have that sense of hope, because when we see all this destruction going on, all these horrible things happening, we kind of lose hope. And yet, so we have to look for the miracle stories, the little wonderful stories that are coming out of this time, because then we can see, oh, the potential. There is hope. There is something that we're moving into. And so it's very important to communicate these, to communicate our successes, and then celebrate each other's successes too. Because sometimes we can get in a competition like, oh, they're having success and I'm not. And we focus on ourselves and the not. And if we focus on them and gave and wow, that's great, you got that, you'll probably, you know, then you feel good and good things will come to you too. It comes back
absolutely
to you.
Absolutely. It brings it right to you. And a big one now is the finances. But Spirit asked me if we could just speak more about that stillness. We need to know that where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be as these changes are occurring. If we can let that be and say it's okay, it makes it all much easier. It is that thinking that I should be somewhere else, I should be a different person, I know I want these things, but they're not yet present. How can I just be okay with as it is? And move with that vibration. It's really important. And these are the things that have been coming through in the intuitive readings that I do. That is what I primarily do, is help people understand the depths of their hearts, how they're moving through these transitions, and helping them to see what the causes are so that they can release them from their ways of being. It comes through absolutely clear.
Yeah, it is about, releasing. Letting go of the old, letting go of things that don't work anymore. And that's hard for people. How do you help people get through that?
Well, a lot of times it's sharing with them those little things that occurred in their lifetimes that have been holding them back. In the depths of their hearts, they've put away some pain that they've forgotten about or they don't want to deal with. They don't want to face because they've tried once or twice and they couldn't do it. You know, they need to speak with that person. They need to address that hurt from that relationship that never got cleared. They need to be a different person than they were when they were a child with those perfect parents that they brought in, because now they are a different person. But sometimes when they address people that are reflections of their parents, they still address them as if they're that frightened child. And so I share with them the specific thing that needs to be let go of, and giving them a specific way to clear it and address it. Particular contacts that they need to make, and new ways of being. It comes through specific to them. It's a beautiful thing. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, and it's being able to, I mean, once you are having awareness, like, oh, you know, I'm getting triggered by that person because it reminds me of my parents. Sometimes we don't realize it. And once you are aware of it, it's a first step, I think, towards making that change.
Exactly.
Of how,
right. death of how they can be. It's the first step to recognize it and then to say, oh, now I can say, please don't do that anymore. You know, it's a simple thing, but as a child we couldn't say that. Please do not speak to me that way. Please, I need to be with my own self. You know, there's certain things that we just couldn't do. But, you know, we pulled in those parents specifically to learn these lessons. And a lot of times we say, oh, I've been going through this over and over. How many times in this lifetime do I have to keep working on this? It's because it was the thing that you had to get this lifetime. So just be grateful. I'm getting it now.
Yes, yes. So, again, give your phone number where people can reach you.
Yeah, area code 505-983-0108. They can leave a message, and I'll get back to them within the hour.
Great. And your website is?
www.embodyingthegoddess.com.
Great. So Kamala will be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom Saturday afternoon, February 18th. It's called Embodying Kali, Goddess of Transformation. You can go to www.womenofwisdom.org. I just click on the 2012 conference, and on the right-hand side, you'll see all the days. She's on Saturday. You can click. You'll see all the events at the conference. So check it out and come see us and see Kamala in Seattle. Well, thank you so much for being with me today on Voices of Women. I look forward to meeting you in February, Kamala.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure, and I, too, look forward to meeting you.
Great. Okay, so I am Chris Stanish. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We're going to speak to another presenter, Moza Bashevska.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking now with Moza Bashevska. Did I say it right?
You sure did.
Okay. You have to learn how to say her name. So Moza is a performing songwriter, fabric and visual artist, and workshop presenter. She offers a wide variety of beautiful, useful, one-of-a-kind fiber, gemstone, and fine art. She performs original nouveau folk jazz and has five self-produced CDs to her credit. Her musical intentions have always been about healing and transformation. For over 10 years, her evolving workshop, now called Sounding on Purpose, The Alchemy of Your Voice, has been an expression of that intention. She offers sound relaxation sessions with healing instruments, voice, and tuning forks. She is new to the Pacific Northwest and is thrilled to bring this workshop to Women of Wisdom community. She'll be at the conference in February. Through her Sounding on Purpose workshops, Moza helps people explore the power of their voice, learn the science of sound healing, delve deeper into the alchemy of transformation, and discover the universal principles of oneness. And her website is www.mozazone.com. So welcome to the show today, Moza.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us about your journey that led you to do sound healing.
I have been singing all my life. My mom taught my sisters and I how to sing in three-part harmony while we did the dishes when we were very young. We were like 5, 6, and 7. So I was raised on harmony, and it really informed me musically. I became a performing songwriter when I was in college, and I have been doing that as with my art, and I never could give up one for another. So art and music have been my journey and my life path. My creative flow for years and years. Well, about 10 years ago, I realized that I wanted to do something greater I just didn't want to be just an entertainer. So I started looking around and said, what have I done longest in my life? Well, that's singing. And I started exploring sound healing, and especially with the voice. And I've studied with a bunch of different healers, vocalists, performers, and just really gone the gamut of finding information and gleaning little bits and pieces to come to this work. Well, originally the work was just an idea in my mind, and I didn't know how to, I couldn't do it by myself. So I got a bunch of people together at festivals and did free workshops here and there just to see if the idea would work. And it did, it does. And so it has grown from there.
So you call it singing sounding.
Yeah, I call it singing / sounding because it's not about, it's not about having a beautiful voice and singing and having to be on key and on tune. It's about expression and using the voice is the expressive instrument. This is what we have as one of the ways we express ourselves. We can express ourselves with the body and movement. We can express ourselves externally through artwork. But internally, the voice is our in-home instrument for expression. And, So as a tool that we have, there are a lot of different avenues. It's really ancient information coming to light, but there's a lot of ways that we can use our voice to influence our lives, to influence our bodies, to influence our thought forms, to influence, many aspects of our life. And then that's what the workshop is about. It's about discovering these sound tools. I call them sound tools. And so the singing sounding becomes just a way of expressing. And the expression can be whatever you feel in the moment. That's really the basis of the work. It's an in-the-moment work of pretty much improvisation. But basically, it's rising up into whatever you feel your expression is in that moment. And we do it in a group. And it becomes, the whole group becomes and expression. And that was the part of the work that I was just so amazed by, was the alchemy that happened when everyone came from that moment, that authentic moment inside themselves. And it becomes quite beautiful. I get really just so animated and excited and impressed by every group that I work with, because it seems to work the same way, even though it's very different every time.
Yeah, it would be different every time. And I wonder, so there's two parts there, because there's the individual voice. So you talked about the influence that has on what effect does the voice have on the body, on the physical body?
Well, for instance, one of the things is the hum. You can use a hum, a closed mouth hum, and basically that is your internal massage. The voice is the most recognizable vibration to your body. Your voice, my voice, our voice is the most recognizable vibration to one's body. And so to use it with intention, and that's the other part of the work, is quantum physics says that the observer affects the observed. So we, and that intention can affect an outcome. So we, in this work, we use an intention. We can make a personal intention for the work. Sometimes we'd use a group intention, and sound becomes a carrier wave for that intention. So some of the facts of the matter are, like, overtones, harmonics, harmonic singing and overtones actually explicitly resonates the hypothalamus and the pituitary complex. And so you can influence cells, you can influence... I know, actually, I have an example of a woman who used sound healing. She's a sound healer herself, and she used dissonance to break up a tumor that, when she went to have surgery, that tumor was not there. So I have some anecdotal things. I have one myself of how I used sound to change something in my body. And I was sewing. I was making a quilt, and I was tacking it, so it's going in and out of the quilt, and I cut my finger about eighth of an inch with the needle. Well, I immediately stuck it in my mouth and did harmonics on it and started singing harmonics. And I started using the other hand, and I did the same thing to the other finger. And I decided not to sing harmonics on it because I thought, here's a perfect control experiment. The finger that I had sung onto closed up by that night. It was just a slight little line. The other side that I did not sing harmonics on rose up and got red and healed from the inside out. You know how a cut will do that. And so that proved to me that the cells respond to sound and to my sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like you said, it's vibration. So mm-hmm. it's really
vibration. And
yeah, so it's the energy of it.
Right. Sound becomes the carrier wave of consciousness and of mm-hmm. and that's where intention, you know, mm-hmm. creating an intention. So
I'm laughing because yesterday I was walking barefoot to my closet, and I came back and I couldn't put pressure on my toe. My big toe was hurting. And I looked, and it had cut on something. There was this long, inch-long, not deep, but enough that it was sore. So I'm laughing, like, do I have to put my toe and my big toe in my mouth and sing to him on
no,
it?
No, you can place your hands on. You can use your hands to affect it, too. You can just think to those cells, too. You know, I mean, really, we are... I just get so excited by this work because... we are basically a concert. We are basically a symphony that's happening all the time, because anything that vibrates makes a sound, whether we can hear it or not. And they have recorded the cells singing. And so all of this, we have, like, I don't know how many trillion, 50 trillion or some number. I mean, who can count them? But we have trillions of cells in our body that are all working in concert and with each other. And they just go about their business. And I heard Bruce Lipton say that the cells are listening to everything we say, everything we think, everything we say out loud. And they're basically, we are dictators, and we are either benevolent dictators or malevolent dictators, because they kind of follow us, follow our thought forms, follow our desire, follow our emotion. And so sound becomes a way to influence our emotion to influence our cells. Sound creates form. There's a science called cymatics that shows how sine waves make beautiful geometric patterns. And there's also the Masaru Emoto, who showed that water is influenced by thought and by intention. So the science of this, and I delved into quantum physics at the same time I delved into sound healing to learn more about what we're really finding out, which is really ancient knowledge. I mean, the mystics and the scientists are agreeing now, and the mystics have known this for a long time, and the science is now, quote-unquote, proving it. And so it's a really exciting time to be alive, among other things that
are happening. Yeah, and it's makes us all the more necessary to be aware of our language, and what I talked about earlier in the show with Kamala is about that, our being kind and having kind thoughts is going to affect ourselves. We're going to be healthier, and we may poo-poo that and go, oh, what is that? But, you know, it's all energy, and there's science now that's backing it up. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we're going to continue our conversation with Moza after we come back from this break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Okay, I'm back. I guess my voice is normal now. We're talking about sound, and we're having sound problems. What's that about? So I'm talking to Moza Bascheska. And Moza, please give your information to the listeners so they can check out your website and contact you.
Okay, my website is mosazone.com. And the What's Up Now is an old one. I really soon, like within a week, I'm going to have my new interactive website up where you can actually buy things off of it and et cetera and so forth. My email is contactmosa@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's MOSA.
That's
great. Right. So we were going to play a little bit and hear some of your sound healing work.
Okay, so in the workshop, what we would do as a group is that everyone would one at a time come in with a little sounding that they would do that would rise up in the moment. I usually start, and then everybody comes in with a little something in response to what they're listening to. And it's just a little phrase that is repeated over and over again. So if you and I want to try this, I'll get started with something, and then you just come in with any kind of little sounding phrase that you want. Okay? Hallelujah. Alaleo, alaleo, alaleo. See, I'm just going to repeat this over and over again.
I know, and I'm in my mind, I'm trying to come up with something. I need some help here. So,
well,
okay,
it's kind of hard to do on the phone. It's really a lot easier in person. But
oh, I know. It might help if you gave me a phrase. And
okay,
I'll just...
how about la, la.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Alaleo,
alaleo.
So as we do this and build it, it becomes this amazing polyrhythmic, polyphonic song. And the more people, the merrier. And so
Oh, yes. It
really gets to be quite fun. And we do a lot of laughing, and we have just a really good time with this work. It sounds so serious and, you know, heady, but really, once I get over all the facts and we start doing the sounding, it really becomes very wonderful.
Yeah, though we've experienced that. Somebody else has been, we've had other sound healers come, and I know it's great. It's like an orchestra, like you said. It's just this beautiful symphony comes out of it. And so there's that alchemy of that group. So there's we talked about the individual sounding, what it does to your body individually, and then what it does to on a group setting with all the voices coming together. And then all of us, don't you think that at one point everything seems to get in sync? And then there's this sense of like a oneness of it. There's this one voice.
There's something called entrainment. It's a term that where everybody, and coherence, where everybody gets in a sort of harmonious agreement. And it just is because everything is moving, the universe is moving towards harmony. I mean, we go through chaos, but we move back towards harmony. And that's the natural flow of the universe, is moving towards harmony. So it happens within the group when we get comfortable, when we get relaxed, when we start having fun. Then it just, I mean, there's some really beautiful moments. I say that if I had a recorder and could have recorded, you know, some of the sessions I had, I would have the most beautiful CD. One time we were so in tune, and we were in a big open building, and the harmonics that we're creating, it's like we all realized that the angels were there. There was a whole other level of harmonic sound that was happening as we were sounding together. And it's,
do you ever hear that? Yeah, I've experienced that sometimes where it's almost like another voice comes in, like from somewhere in the universe, and you all of a sudden going, what's that sound?
Exactly. It's thrilling.
Well, do you do is it the Tibetan, the dual tone?
I'm still working on that, and that's a really specific, I can do it kind of fake, but where it would hurt my voice, where, you know that. But what I actually teach is overtones, which I'm not sure how they'll come through, but we'll try it. I don't know if you could hear that.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah.
So the harmonics, that's what I used on my finger, was that kind of just toning. And I think what happens is it's really the music of the spheres. The harmonics are the only absolute that I know of in the universe. They show up the exact same way no matter what note you start them on. And I think that the body recognizes it as pure tones, as something that is a universal, universal fact or universal. I don't know what the word is, but it's universal. Everything recognizes it. It's part of the universe. The Music of the Spheres, I heard a CD NASA put out, and it was songs, sounds of the of space. And it's all these harmonics all over the place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of the basis of language, the vowel sounds, and the vowel sounds are where the harmonics show up. And it's just so fascinating. I mean, I could talk for hours about this, and I get so excited by it because it's just quite miraculous in its own way.
Yes, well, it's fun to experience. I want to invite everybody to come to Mosa's workshop at Woman of Wisdom. She will be giving the workshop on Sunday evening, February 19th. And this one is open to men. All the workshops on Sunday night are open to men. And we have three other evenings, too, that where we have evening presentations, talks, and music that are open to men. Mosa's workshop is Sounding on Purpose, the Alchemy of Your Voice. So thanks for being here today, Mosa.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my great pleasure. I'll see everyone in February.
Okay. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Open yourself to grace. Give kindness to others. We all need a little more kindness. And allow yourself to receive the kindness back. You deserve it. So I want to share with you that we have our special going on for the conference. It's all up on the website now. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. If you purchase, there's two different weekend passes. If you purchase before November 30th, there's a discount. It's a low price anyway, even if you miss a discount. We have some specials, too, with our majors. All our events are individually priced, so you can come to one event or all of them. And so at whatever level you can afford. Some people just want to come and hear Gene Houston, or they want to see Ubaka Hill, the drummer, and that's fine. So actually, if you register for Gene Houston's workshop, if you register by November 30th, you get her evening free. The same with our other major presenters, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Naomi Tutu, and Ubaka Hill. You will receive their evenings free if you register for their workshop by November 30th. So just go to our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. You can also sign up for our newsletter there and find out about our monthly events. We're having monthly dinners now. We have monthly ecstatic dances for women. These are all in Seattle, Washington. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as our annual conference has changed women's lives, I hear this book has also touched many people in their exploration of the divine feminine. You can purchase the book at womenofwisdom.org and also, of course, at Amazon, and ask for it at your bookstores. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. And have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.